from the ESPN Cleveland studios, this is the Alicia Ciccoloni Show.
Well, hello, Cleveland. It is official after weeks of prepping and planning and having fun off of the air. We are so excited to bring you the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. And on our very first day of this launch, I am Alicia Ciccoloni. You might have heard my name from about 22 years in Cleveland on the radio and also on mostly television on News Channel 5. But I've made some changes here to my career, and I'm so excited to be here today to launch this show with my amazing team. This is such an honor. It is so exciting, and I am so thrilled to be now on this side of the broadcast industry. And I'm thrilled also to announce my amazing team that helped us put all of this together with ESPN Cleveland. And I have co-host Bobby DeSanto with me, executive producer Darby Omaro, our amazing studio photographer and videographer Will Frierson, and of course, the most talented possible that I could get, technical expert and board op Eric Williams. And who could ask for anything better on my first show than to have Munch with us from ESPN, from the Munch on Sports show? Munch,
how did I get
so lucky? You were right across the hall from us on 850. How did I get so lucky?
How could I say no to history? How could I say no to Cleveland? We love this city. This city's in our blood. Like I've always said, you know, our bones are made out of steel, made over at the old Republic Steel. Now, whatever company it may be, Mittal, ArcelorMittal.
Right.
You know, our blood is Cuyahoga River water. This is Cleveland, and I'm just proud and honored to be a part of it and be a part of your show.
Oh, well, that was so – thank you so much. Okay. And when we got a chance to talk with you just the other day, and you were so excited about being a part of this, and you just honored me by saying this is a piece of history. And you – right before the commercial had ended for the Jim Rome show, you said something really exciting, and I loved that. And I want to thank you. You said, "Let's go, team! This is it! This is it!
This is it!" And,
let's
know,
get excited.
It's so cool.
Everybody get excited.
That to be a part of the city, but also this is groundbreaking. And I joke with people now that as the years go by, and there's many, many more left in this business, August 15th, I'll start my 36th year.
Oh, God bless
and
you.
And I'm only 40, so I don't know how that could have The bottom line is, oh, man, just to be a part of something new, something vibrant, something as your show excites me and gets me fired up again. So it is a team, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of it.
Well, thank you for being with us on our launch. We, like I said, we've prepared for this for so long, and we've got our executive producer, Darby Omaro, who helped me with my vision that I was preparing in my mind, and he put this all on paper, and it made a lot of sense, and we are proud to be here. Darby, why don't you speak up a little bit here? Quiet over there
in
the corner.
Just, you know, I was playing the background, letting these two legends do their thing.
But I
definitely want to thank you for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun, and let's talk a little bit about your history.
That's right.
Well, now, my history, you talk about Cleveland and being forged from the streets or whatever. In fact, I just drove by through my old neighborhood today on the way back from some meetings out in Bedford Heights, and born and raised in Slavic Village.
Yes, I do know that.
The old house at 3412 East 53rd, just a few houses down from Ham Avenue across from Our Lady of Lourdes, is no longer there, and it breaks my heart, but I'll go through at times, and I will park the car in front of the lot. Used to park in front of the house.
Isn't that amazing?
Just to remember my roots. And then we went to the Lee Harvard area halfway through grade school, and right about 183rd and Harvard, and that's where it was. But, you know, Alicia, here's what's important, too, is that my two oldest, before they went to college, I grabbed each of them individually, took them through the old neighborhoods, because I'm a firm believer that no matter who you are,
that's right,
never forget your roots.
Yep. That's where right, and from. That's yep. right. And
Absolutely.
All of us in this studio are from Cleveland, and, you know, we love that. We love being a piece of this, and that's why we created this show, was for exactly what you said. It's about the city. It's about the people, and that's what our focus is. It's not even about us. It's about just being a part of this community and bringing you everything that you just won't hear anywhere else. So you just said it. You took the words right out of my mouth.
It's about the city, and you know what's interesting, too? You talk about the great people in the city. Sometimes we're our own worst enemies.
Yes, I'll agree.
Yes,
people
absolutely.
Notice that, come from out of town. Well, wow, this is great. That's great. why aren't you talking? Well, no, there is no well. This is a great city. Sure, there's things we have to fix. We need to find more jobs. We need to get people, make sure they finish school. We have to get them out, employed in the workforce. And I know for a fact that is a priority of Mayor Jackson's, too. But, I have a friend, just a great story, and what a great way to start the show, that a few years back, I tried to, quote-unquote, adopt. And I know it blows their cool, a Cleveland Municipal School District high school every year.
That's awesome.
The last few years, I was doing some things out at Lincoln West. Before that, it was East Tech, which was my father's high school.
Oh, wow.
And I
always
wondered. I said, Dad, you lived, and it was a different day and age, but see, people don't change that much. I said, Dad,
That's true. You
lived across the street from South High School. Why did you go to East Tech? He goes, well, the authorities had something to do with that. He used to like to fight. And he told me that, so he ended up saying, well, you could fight in the Marine Corps after high school. But a young man that I stayed in touch with, and one of the teachers, Anthony Simeone at East Tech, would bring some of the youngsters out like a treat for them weekly for doing good in school, not sports.
Wow.
And we would have just a sandwich over at the Mr. Hero, right there at 55th Kinsman. And
love it. Yes,
one there
yes.
In the gas station.
Still
and got
there.
To know them, stayed in touch with a couple of these young men. And last Friday, I was moved to tears on the air. Here we're talking Cavs and Browns and Indians. Well, I get texted a picture of one of the newest members of the Cleveland Police Department.
No
officer. I'm getting emotional on you now.
Oh, don't do that to me. I'm a crier. Don't do that to me.
Orlando Rivera in the 131st graduating class. This is a young man from East Tech High School who wants to make a difference in the city, requested to go to the 4th District at 93rd and Kinsman.
Wow.
Because, again, that's where he can make a real, real difference.
Make a difference. So and that's what it's all about. Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because Bobby is a Cleveland firefighter.
God bless
and
you,
has
Bobby.
Been for many, many years and also went to broadcasting school. So that's why he's here with us because he's got two loves of his life going on, but his real passion is broadcasting. Bobby, come on, let's talk about you for a minute with Munch.
Munch, you mentioned it. I'm over at East 49th and Broadway right now. Slavic
Fantastic.
Village, brother. Yeah, it's not the same neighborhood you grew up in,
right.
But we're trying to keep it sound over there. Mm-hmm. We're doing our best.
Doing your best. I was going to
say.
Doing
our best.
That's
yeah,
right.
Little by
yeah.
little, though, like, yeah. On East 65th, right across from St. Stan's, there's a brand new high-end restaurant
sure
going
is.
In.
Sure
and
is.
And that's what I love, is you keep hearing about the revitalization.
You.
And it's so funny. Uptown, Darvio and I had just been there. All these different little spots
Love
of
it.
Cleveland are becoming amazing. I mean, I am in awe of how beautiful, even just the littlest thing. Like you said, a new restaurant. One little thing makes such an amazing difference in our city.
How did Tremont start? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
my mom's
side from St. Clair. Go up St. Clair, just east of 55th. There's some new businesses sprouting up
sure
there.
Is.
Absolutely.
Sure
and I love
is.
Looking at that, especially because I'm from Chesterland. And I grew up in Chesterland and went to West Geauga. And, we are still trying to rebuild Chesterland because it, really never had anything. The most exciting thing we had was a McDonald's. But, they're growing. They're
the Chesterland McDonald's
the,
growing
oh,
up. I remember
that. Oh, we got
that.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's where all the parties happened.
That was a big party for all of us. Yeah. But you know what I mean. I mean, everywhere, even those little suburbs are starting to really get this thing going. And I'm so proud of that, being
too.
A hometown girl. So, and all of us are, actually. So.
Hey, Munch, I got a question for you.
Yes.
I looked this up when we knew you were coming on, and it struck me kind of funny. I want to just get your input on this.
Ready. Wait, I've got to run. Thank you for having me.
Bring our guest on.
It was once said that you love capitalization, explanation points, you hate the English language, and you write like a teenage girl.
who said that?
Is that true?
Well, is that true? I think when you write.
You said that.
he did some research.
Two daughters. You get emotional, but when you write, especially now with social media, Facebook,
yes.
Twitter, emails, if I am raising my voice to make a point, those should be in capital letters. I also think the comma is overused too, okay?
I'm going to have to agree with you
sentences
there.
Sentences are too long. But you know what? The English language is bizarre. How can... And this is a look inside of my mind, which might be frightening. How can cat be C-A-T and city is C-I-T-Y? Help me out there, okay? Just things of that. Yeah, we're bizarre. I mean, the French, Little known fact, you didn't find too, I was going to be a French professor at one time.
Oh, well, we're glad you did it, because we love having you here. So
yeah, my first 2 years at Ohio State, French was a French major, and I started thinking, they are so proper. Now, on the other hand, just a little commentary by me, if not for us today, they would be speaking German, mind you, but...
That is true. That is true.
You know, they'll ask you, like, that. You know, how old are you? Well, the French say, translated, I have 40 years. I am 40 years, you know, not
right,
like,
right,
how
right.
old are you, 40 years, well, 40 years what? And they're much more literal, and we're out there sometimes.
Right.
Well,
right.
Then, literal, you know what? Yeah. We're going to have you on every week to go ahead and teach us a little bit more about what you're thinking in that mind of yours.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Are you cool with that?
I am definitely fine.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much
yes.
for joining us on this first episode.
My pleasure.
And
go
stay tuned.
I can't wait to listen.
Stay tuned. Munch. We will be back on the Alicia Ciccoloni Show.
The Alicia Ciccoloni Show on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
We are on our official first day on the air here on ESPN Cleveland WKNR2.
Yeah.
And we are so excited. I got to tell you, hearing that open, guys, isn't that like just amazing that we finally got here? I'm not used to it yet.
It's incredible.
She just likes hearing the big voice guy say her name.
That big voice guy.
You're waiting
is
for
awesome.
Something big to come after that. You know, like boom, something to blow up.
Well, I'll never forget when I first heard him a couple weeks ago and to know he was going to be saying our show name. I was so excited. But I'll tell you, this is an amazing day for us. We are so happy to be here. You know, I'm with my co-host, Bobby DeSanto, our executive producer, Darby O'Morrow, our awesome in-studio videographer, photographer, Will Frierson, and our amazing, as Will says hello to everybody.
He's waving to himself.
He's waving to himself.
He's like, hey, everybody.
Our amazing technical expert and our board op, Eric Williams. We're so excited that Eric is with us. And you guys just heard Munch Bishop from Munch on Sports, right across the hall from us.
What a great guy.
Oh, is awesome he amazing guy. Or what, guys? Was that fun to open our show with him
yes,
or what?
Yes, that was fun. He's about as crazy as we are.
What did he say, 36 years he's been in the business? And he's as energetic as he was,
yes.
I bet, when he was his first day on the job.
Absolutely.
He is truly,
he's amazing.
He's an amazing friend of mine for many years, with me being in the television industry here in Cleveland for 22 years. I've run into him so much, and to be here with him at ESPN Cleveland is an amazing opportunity. And we are just so excited. And
you've said the word excited like 32 times.
Well, that's, you know what? You know what else I'm excited
about?
Seems
like I'm just so excited.
You know what else I'm excited about? That we have a budding star in the studio who's behind that board. I'm excited about that.
A budding star now, huh?
We got somebody that's up and coming here.
He is the man.
So I think we should have some hot topics going on here and get his interest on that. What do you think, Bobby?
All right, absolutely. Let's see what...
Let's get it going.
Let's see what you got for us here.
Let's get it going.
I'm going to give you our
hot topics.
First hot topic. Nicki Minaj, Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather gave Nicki Minaj $50,000. To show up at his daughter's 14th birthday party.
Yep.
Yep. Will, there you go, Will.
In the MGM Grand Ballroom, which he rented out for this party.
Of course.
In Vegas.
Of course.
All right, so let's get Eric's thoughts first, and then I have a couple of thoughts.
Darvio will always have something good to say, so we're going to put you first.
I always have something to say. I don't
all
know
right.
good.
That's true, too.
Honestly, with Nicki Minaj, I would pay any amount of money to have her come to my girl's party. So.
My man.
Okay, there you go, Eric. Well, that was an easy answer.
Yep.
You're obviously a fan.
I'm a Nicki Minaj fan.
And what do you like about her, can I ask?
Everything. The way she looks. Her music is far from what I like from her.
Yeah, her music isn't that good.
Right, right.
I sort of figured you were actually going to say that. Coming from a girl's mind, I had a feeling
of
you were
going to
say
that. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But you just like the look.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's got that funky...
Right, it's different.
Yeah.
But she's got the swag going on, so I like that.
All right, well, hey, I'm glad that you are our first opinion on that. And of course, now we've got to go to Darvio because we know we're going to hear something amazing.
Well,
I'm glad
she didn't ask me that question, because I'm used to being on the air at night.
Yes.
So
yes.
You know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I'm just not going to even answer that question. But you know what? If I had that kind, if I had the kind of money that Floyd Mayweather has, I would have did it. I would do it too. He can. I mean, he blows $50,000 like it's nothing.
Well, that's like $2 to him.
It's like 50 cents.
That's our $2
exactly,
right there.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Eric, we were talking during the before the show started. What did you say he had in his? You saw?
Yeah, there's YouTube videos of like Floyd Mayweather opening dressers filled with cash. He has dressers in his house just filled with cash.
Why would you do that when you have that kind of money? What does that even mean?
He doesn't trust anybody.
Why shouldn't that be somewhere safe?
Well, he doesn't trust anybody.
No,
well,
he does.
In a safe, yeah.
Well, if you think think about it, there's no reason. Once you've made a certain amount of money, he's not going to put it in the bank.
Right.
Because they don't even insure the amount of money that he has.
But then again, you know, some of these YouTube videos, would he really put that out there? I mean, some people go and break in his house.
Right. Have you seen Floyd Mayweather? Floyd Mayweather is very cocky. He doesn't have a problem with showing. I've seen him at shows and stuff where he's just throwing $100 bills out.
They show those pictures all on, you know, the other different websites all around, you know, about the gossip websites and stuff. Yeah. But, you know, you're right. I agree with you.
I love it, though.
I would not put that out there. That's just craziness.
I wouldn't put it out there. No.
I would. I mean, if I had his money, I would.
We got two against two here.
Yeah. No, I think I'm with you on this one. I wouldn't pay $50,000. If I had the money, I wouldn't pay $50,000 to bring anybody to my daughter's birthday party. I mean, I love my daughter.
You wouldn't spoil her just once?
Completely spoil her. I mean, I do spoil her a lot.
I was going to say, I could speak up on that one because I know for sure you're a spoiler.
I would spend it on something more exciting for her, not Nicki Minaj.
What would you do about that?
No, it never happened.
Oh, for goodness sakes, here we go.
I want something to last more than her meeting Nicki Minaj for 30, 40 minutes, or I think she was at the party for an hour.
I think we're gonna
If I had Floyd Mayweather money, I would pay somebody $50,000 to pump my gas.
Okay, I was just going to say, I think we're going to get some tweets and Facebook remarks on this one for sure.
Yes, tweet us at Alicia Show CLE. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/AliciaShowCLE.
Please do, because we want to hear from you guys. That's what this is all about. This show is all about you in Cleveland. So we want to hear what you have to say about these topics.
Yes. I'm the king of cheap plugs, by the way.
Here's my last comment. Yeah, that's all. Here's my last comment about that. If I had Floyd Mayweather's money, I'd make Nicki Minaj pay me to come to my party.
There you go. There you go. Okay. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Okay, so now we have 3-1. So
yes,
there you go.
I agree with that. All right. Okay. What do you have next?
Okay, here's another. These stories, I love these stories. I'll never get over it. I've made a living off of stories. Reality
like this.
Reality TV.
Go for it.
There's this woman out there that won a reality TV show on VH1 to go on a date with Chad Johnson.
This is Ocho Cinco, right?
Ocho Cinco.
Uh-huh.
Ultimate, right? The ultimate catch. What did she do?
I don't know.
She went home and stabbed her boyfriend in the chest.
Now that's what would be the word there? I'm not quite sure.
She's like, I don't need you, baby.
Yeah.
Was that making a point?
I think it was making a point. Maybe he, you know. She beat out 84 other women for this spot, and
she actually beat out almost 100 other women, and then went home and stabbed.
She's like,
we're done here.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens if Ocho Cinco didn't like her and she stabbed her boyfriend? Then what would she do?
Then
I got to imagine that after Ocho Cinco got a hold of this, he was like,
I won't be going out with her.
I think she was in custody the week, and they were supposed to go out on their date. So
so that was brilliant.
That kind of solidified.
I would think that would make that thing turn the complete opposite around. All right.
I love stories like that.
We would probably want to hear what Eric thinks about this one with the Ocho Cinco.
Yes. Did you catch that? Did you catch that one? I know you were.
I did not. What's going on with Ocho?
All right. To recap real quick, there was a reality TV show, right? And some woman won a date with Chad Ocho Cinco. And after she won the date, she decided to go home and stab her boyfriend.
Just randomly stab him. Yeah, exactly. That's what I just said. I go, I have no words for this. Like, I don't know how do you describe this. I don't understand it. Because I said, what happens, you know, I'm thinking like a girl, of course, you know, the
what if he doesn't like me?
Yeah, what if he doesn't like her and then she just stabbed her boyfriend? Then who does she go back to?
Right.
And then she's in jail. So, I mean, what do you do? You know
what I mean?
It's
a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know because Chad said that he thought she was a doll during their time together, and
so he may still date her.
I love her and I wish her the best in her rough times. So maybe she's got a chance.
Okay, well then there you go. I guess those two topics alone were enough to get people to tweet and Facebook us their comments, and I hope that you guys do. It's at Alicia Ciccoloni, or I'm sorry, We are the Alicia Ciccoloni Show at
Alicia Show. C-L-E. Let me do the cheap plug.
That's right. I'm getting ahead of myself here. All right, guys. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah.
The Alicia Ciccoloni Show on ESPN 1540, KNR2.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. I am Alicia Ciccoloni. We are so excited to have you here with us on the launch of our very first show here on ESPN Cleveland, KNR 1540. We are so thrilled to have so many great guests that will be calling in today and just be here with all of you on our very first show. And we're very excited that Bobby DeSanto, our co-host, is with us today. Our executive producer, Darby Amaro, is here with us. And our amazing studio videographer Will Frierson, and of course we've got our board op and amazing technical expert Eric Williams, who's been helping us chime in on some topics here. We love hearing what he has to say, and boy, what a great way to start the show with Munch from right across the way here at ESPN 850, from his Munch on Sports show. Everybody knows
it's
who
one
he
big
is.
Family
it is, we are having a ball here. We are so lucky to be here because these are amazing people here at ESPN Cleveland, and what a way to start something new in the city, Darvio, here at this station. We're honored to be here, and we feel so lucky.
She would want to try to talk to me while I'm looking on my phone.
Yes, I do, because this was our brainchild. We did this. We got here.
Yes,
here.
This is our baby.
We made it. We are here. All right, Cleveland, I want to introduce you now to our next guest. Her name is Dana Criselli. She is Chesterland born and raised. This woman is an amazing woman. She dreamt of being a comedian since she was basically born, and now this 30-something woman has fought her way all the way to the top. She is in Chicago right now. She travels across the country with the renowned comedy group called Second City. Everybody knows who Second City is. She is a mini, I have to say this, she is a mini Tina Fey. That's who she reminds me of. And she's been that way since she was a child. Tina also is one of Dana's most favorite idols. She had a chance to meet her. Dana's personality is truly shining. You cannot lose with this kid. She can make you laugh in the darkest hour. She can bring a smile to your face at any given moment. And clearly, Chesterland, that small town, is so excited to call her one of their own. She is a national star in any respect that you could possibly name it in the world of comedy. And we're excited to have her here with us right now. Chesterland is proud to call Dana Criselli her own. And I'm proud to say that I know Dana. Dana, are you there in Chicago with us?
I am. Hi, everybody.
Hey, how are
Hi,
you
Dana.
Doing, Dana?
Hey,
what's awesome. Going on out there? How's your weather?
Oh, you guys, I'm just living the dream out here. It's beautiful.
Yes, you are living the dream, girlfriend, and I am so proud of you because I got to meet you when you were just a little girl, and I get to see you raise your way all the way to the top and do what you got to do to make yourself be the winner that you were destined to be. And I'm thrilled that you are on the phone with us for our first show. Thank you for calling
too.
In.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Bobby wants to ask you the first question, and it's something that's been on his mind.
Dana, first of all, hi, honey. I just want to tell you, you are adorable. I think that you, looking at some of your shots and some of the pictures you're in with some of the other guys in the cast and stuff, you look like you could fit into Saturday Night Live's crew right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, be a part of that crew and without missing a beat.
I think Bobby's trying to become your agent.
There you go, Dana. You can get all kinds of agents from this show.
Yeah,
that's great, Bobby. We'll talk after this segment.
All right, cool.
Stay on the phone then, Dana. Stay on the phone.
Actually, Dana, I want to know, at what age did you realize that, I mean, this is what you wanted to do? You wanted to pursue a career in making people laugh.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a comedian. I mean, my mom somewhere has this this little thing that I did in first grade where, you know, they ask you five things about yourself, like your favorite food, your favorite color. And even on that, it said comedian.
Oh, wow.
And then Alicia knows this, you know, like our father passed away when I was 11, and I decided at his funeral that I was going to be. I was like, man, I do not want to see people sad. I just want to do my best to make people laugh. So
that's right.
It started at about birth, and then it was kind of solidified at 11 that I wanted to do this.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm sorry, but that's amazing.
She's telling you that that's a true story. Yeah. And she really, that was a dark, I just like I had just said, in the darkest of times, Dana was able to get through with bringing a laugh and a smile to everyone who knows her. And she's never let that go since. You know, Dana, I saw you go all the way to where you are now. And I know you're not going to stop. You're just going to keep going. You know, how does it feel, though, to be where you're at? You know, I mean, everybody talks about, you know, coming from our little small town that we grew up in Chesterland, and then, you know, going outside of that box and trying to do something big. And you did it, girlfriend. You did it. How does it feel to be doing this? I mean, you've been doing this for quite a while now, but you keep doing more and more and more. Tell everybody, you know, that inside feeling inside your heart.
Well, the most exciting thing about it is that, you know, when you improvise, there's this attitude of kind of gratitude, right? There's this idea of being positive and just saying yes to whatever comes your way. So it's overwhelming all the time. It's like,
yeah, I know it.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's a nonstop hustle, and you have to just keep working your hardest. But at the end of the day, I know that if I weren't doing this, I wouldn't be my true self. I just wouldn't be as happy as I could be. So, you know, like, so much of comedy and acting and all that I do in writing is, it's rejection. So you have to remember that everything that you do, it's sometimes it's not going to work out, and sometimes it might feel like a real crap fest, but sometimes it's going to feel great. And it's just perseverance, I think. So, you know, I feel content right now, but I'm always looking forward to see what I can do next.
You know, and you said it perfectly, Dana. You know, with our industry, it's the same thing. If you stop at any given moment, you almost realize that you're supposed to be right back where you were. And that's what you just said is exactly what I'm doing right now today, is coming back into the world of broadcasting after being gone for a year and trying something new. And I'll tell you, it was in my heart. I needed to come back to the world of broadcasting. And so I know exactly how you feel. When your heart is in something and it's something that, you know, it's a God-given talent that God gave you, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I don't think you could be anywhere else but where you are. And I see you going, like Bobby even said, right to that top. Yeah. And Bobby actually has the most fun question of the day for you next.
I do have the fun question, but I want to say before that is, just like you, my dad passed away when I was 11 years old, and it was tough. But I'm glad to see that I think I've come through it okay. I'm not a half-bad person, but you did. You're awesome. I love that. I love that you found the fun and the humor and making people happy. You found the happiness in life, and you pursued it. And you pursued it. That's great. But here's my question. I know that Tina Fey is one of your favorites. She's an idol to you, and you met her.
I did.
How was that? Tell me all about that.
Actually, we met in Cleveland. So I used to work at the Second City in Cleveland before it closed down. And she was there before we had even had our grand opening. And so we did not expect to see her. Now, this was 2002, so she was still head writer of SNL and Weekend Update Tina Fey. So she wasn't what she is right now. But to me, she already was this, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Untouchable
especially
figure.
Yeah, when they're your idol, they're bigger than even they even know they are.
Oh, yeah. And so then that night, nobody told us she was coming, and so I saw her in the audience. I walked right past her, and I was just in myself. I was like, man, that looks like Tina Fey. And then I realized it was her. And then I realized that night I had to do a scene that she originally wrote and performed here in Chicago, and it was in the show for the first time, and so I had to do it for the first time in front of her.
Whoa! Oh,
talk about pressure.
It was insane.
That's insane.
It was insane.
How did you feel doing that?
Oh, I was terrified. I was absolutely
terrified. Of course,
Right, of course.
But she was really, really gracious and kind, and she came backstage, and she's way shorter than you think she is in real life. And and she came up to me, and the scene was called Stripper, and she said, hey, great job on Stripper. You got more laughs out of it than I ever did.
Dana, you go.
And I mean to tell you, I was the most awkward. I was like, I was so uncomfortable. But she was just so very kind, and she posed for pictures with us and wrote on our wall. And she's just, she's very, you know, she just empowers women, and she's just so smart.
That's great.
And such a great example of the type of comedy and the type of women we can be.
That's right.
Because she doesn't, it's not about her body. It's not about, you know, how sexy she can be. She is at all times the smartest and funniest, and that's exactly what I try to be.
And I can tell everybody for sure that that is exactly what you are, Dana. You're definitely an inspiration to everybody who sees you, who's with you, who spends time with you, and we are honored that you're here with us, and especially on the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. You know, I, being a girl, I see that in you, and I am very proud of you, and I'm so glad that you were able to call in and be a part of our first show. And girlfriend, let's see you on Saturday Night Live. I'm excited.
Me too. And I just want to say that you guys might not know this, but Alicia is actually one of the reasons why I wanted to be funny so bad.
Oh, wow.
Because Dana, what are you doing?
I wanted to hang out with my sisters. My sisters are so much older than me, and I realized real quickly that if I could hang with them, I had to be funny. So so Alicia is one of the reasons, because she and my sisters used to make me laugh so hard that I was like, well, I got to keep up. So thank you for that.
Dana, now
that's
you're going
to
make me cry
on
my first show.
Level.
You're going to make me cry. I've been crying all day about all this because of the, you know, the emotion.
She's
behind
been crying all,
this. All
week.
Yeah, it's been one of those, Dana. You know me. I'm just so honored about all this. So you just made me feel very good. Thank you so much, honey. You're such a doll, and God bless
you.
And I, you know, I'm your biggest fan. So that's why I wanted you on the show.
And
so thank
real
you.
Quick, how can people, if they want to contact you, if they want to look up your material,
absolutely.
Like your social media, like where can they go find you?
Oh, sure. I'm on Twitter. I'm at D to the Q. So that's D-T-O-T-H-E-Q because my initials are DQ. I'm on Facebook. That's it. I'm pretty on Instagram. I don't know if people
Yeah, you're everywhere. You're everywhere. And
okay,
they'll also see you on all of our, later on today, we'll be posting the interview with you and some pictures, and they'll be able to see all of it on our social media pages as well. So you're going to be all over the place, Dana. Like you
That's
always
great.
Are. Like you always are.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Dana, thank you, and good luck with everything.
Dana, thank
you,
honey. Have a great weekend. Good luck with all you do this weekend. Thank you. And we'll be right back, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Alicia Ciccoloni Show on ESPN 1540, KNR2.
Well, hello, Cleveland. It is Alicia Ciccoloni here from the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. We are so excited to have you with us here this afternoon. It has been a fun afternoon so far. We've had Munch from Munch on Sports from right across the hall here at ESPN 850 with us. And we've heard from Dana Criselli, a local girl who made it big. How awesome was that, guys?
Yeah, that was an awesome interview.
She was so she's adorable.
She really is an inspiration to anybody who wants to make it big, truthfully.
Yes, yeah. Make sure you follow her on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we're excited just to bring you the show today because this is something that's all about Cleveland. It's all about you, our listeners, the people of Cleveland. That's our focus. And speaking of people of Cleveland, I think
we have someone
very special to my heart on the phone
Let's
right now.
Let's find out who it is.
Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Is this my JC Fox?
It is the Foxy, yes.
How are you?
Foxy Brown.
I'm fantastic. So happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much, JC. I appreciate you calling in, a fellow radio personality here from 102.1.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just have to say, welcome to the side where you can wear pajamas to work and nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Love it. I love it. I love it. Because, you know, all that studio makeup I was used to wearing for 22 years, I could get that off my face finally.
Oh, yeah, I started a tradition, no makeup Saturdays. I'm in on a Saturday, naked face.
A very naked face. This is a good thing.
I like it. That's a good idea.
I'm all about this. I am all about this. I cannot thank you enough for calling in and wishing us good luck. I mean, it doesn't. We've had, look at all these celebrities we've had on the show already.
Wow, what, yeah.
Oh,
what a blessing,
goodness.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, celebrity with me, that's a very loose term. But
well, you know, I do have to ask you. Regardless, you know, you might not think so, but we look up to you, and you're a great friend to me. And
oh,
I just want to know.
You.
Do you have any good advice for us for the show?
Be sure not to swear.
That has been very difficult to not do.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's the toughest transition because my ex-husband was a sailor and I used to be a kindler. It was rough.
But that's it on the advice. We're going to be doing this for a long time, and we're going to be don't swear. That's what you got. From
it's a good thing. It's a really a good thing. That's I really try not to swear. Although Darvio has, you know, taught me how to, you know, let it out for
now.
Stress
she's going to tell the whole world that I've been her bad influence.
Yeah, you know, stress reasons, JC. You know how that goes. Just to let it out for stress. But I promise you, I will keep that in mind, just in your honor.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. And every time you hear somebody swear, you'll probably think of me, too.
Now, I was just going to say that. I was actually just going to say that. And every time I do hear a swear word, I will absolutely think of you, too.
Yes, so. We're going to start a J.C. Fox swear jar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Let's go out and get drinks with it.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much, honey, for calling in. We appreciate your well wishes. That was so nice of you for doing that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll be listening to you on your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, JC. Awesome. Have a great weekend. Thank you, honey. Bye bye. Well, how
was
fun
cool.
was that?
That was nice.
Yeah, that was cool. That was she's nice, hot, sir. Too.
And she is absolutely gorgeous. And even with or without makeup, this girl is outstanding looking. I mean, you don't get you don't get much better than that.
You know me, I don't run from that. I'll just tell her like
it is.
And in
her pajamas, right?
And in
pajamas
her pajamas.
Especially in her pajamas.
Oh, I think we better bring Eric in on this one. What do you think of J.C. Fox and no makeup in her pajamas? I mean, what do you think?
I'm not complaining.
I got news. Of course not. I could see it. She's gorgeous. I mean, you can't get better than that.
Yes.
Well, we're gonna bring up some more hot topics here because you know what? They are coming straight through this internet here on our computers nonstop. Things are going
from
on all
interwebs.
Over the place.
Yeah.
Interwebs.
What do we got here? Oh, you know what? This story right here, I could see it on your computer.
Yeah, it
cracks me up because just on an entertainment show, I just heard how in love they are. This Hollywood couple.
Go for it, Mrs. DeSanto.
Here's the story. J-Lo and her boyfriend. Casper Smart, he was caught texting a transgender person.
Okay, then.
No.
I don't even know
it
if that's
was not point. Just, you clint that up. It was not just texting.
Okay, well, yeah, why don't you
what
say
was
what
it?
Thing all right. is. Say it.
He was sexting.
There you go.
You got
sexting
it.
A transgender escort named Sophia Vissa.
And exchanging private pictures
private
on Instagram.
Pictures. Yes.
But yet, and this is hot. This is a hot news topic here.
This is
just
hot,
brand
is
new.
Hot.
Yesterday, on like I said, I just saw her. They had shown her recording her new video for her new song, talking about how in love they are. So go figure. Next day, this comes out. Isn't that always the way?
Yep. Next day, you find out he likes boys that dress like girls.
Well, she certainly doesn't.
Is that what a trans? Okay, I need an update. Is that what a transgender person is?
You're not really asking that.
Are you serious? Oh. Really?
What's the person that's
it is the proper it is the proper term for a tranny.
Okay.
Transvestite.
Transgender.
Yes, that is the
I
by
get
the
that
book
confused with the girl who the
cross-dressing is what
No, that's a little that's a little different. I can't believe we're having a philosophical discussion on
this.
This
is going in another direction here.
I think that's a little different from someone who's across.
Parts?
I think she has man parts.
Okay,
that's what makes
her.
That's my question.
Yeah. All right. That's another hot topic.
All right.
Okay.
Oh,
all
right. Beautiful. Now I feel right at home.
Okay, now wait one second here. That was the most awkward moment of the show, and I hope that does not ever happen again.
Yes. Now I feel right at home. This feels like the avenue.
Oh, yes.
I just had to get that clear.
This reminds me of Darvio's show, which is called The Avenue. On another radio station, but that's a nighttime show, not a drive time show. And Alicia Ciccoloni's name was not built on these kinds of crazy things going on here. So let's move
all
right along.
We're
here,
gonna
guys.
Segue right into pity the fool.
Oh boy,
the fool. I love this story too. Go for it,
Mr. T. Mr. T is ticked. This is a great story, though. By the way, Mr. T is ticked about the VA disgraceful treatment of our veterans. He says that they need to be honored year-round, not just on Memorial Day, and stop putting them in a secret waiting list at the VA hospitals.
Yes.
That's when they come
home. Now, is he a veteran?
Mr. T. You know what? I do not know that.
I don't know.
You know, that's actually a really good question.
That's
let's
a great
look
question.
That up. But, you know, let's. What do you think, Eric? What do you think about that? Let's get your opinion on it while we're looking at
it. I'm sorry, what was the hot topic again?
Mr.
Yeah, poor Eric's trying to work and we're aggravating yes. him in the middle of
you know, it would
to,
help yeah. if you're yeah. paying attention right. to the show, Mr. Williams.
You know, we're trying to put you on air.
Young Eric. We're going to call him Young Eric. We're now to be referred to as Young Eric.
No, this poor kid is also running our board. He's our technical expert all by himself in this studio. And, you know, we're bothering him with his opinion. But we want to bother him. That's what the whole point is. So,
Mr. T, yes. He's upset the way that the veterans are being treated here in the U.S.
You know the scandal out about the long wait times at the VA. And
right.
People
and
have died
many of
on
them
the,
pass yeah. away. And,
right. And, you know, I agree with that. I think, you know, he's a public figure. He's obviously going to have some strong opinions about stuff like that. And I think it's good that he's coming out and you know, saying that. So. I agree.
That's good.
I do too. I truly. That was a good story.
We should look up. We should look up and see if he's a veteran too. I'm just
Bobby's
curious.
I'm working that right now. Bobby's doing that right now. We'll be right back.
How's it going? I'm Shane Austin, quarterback of the Cleveland Gladiators. I'm excited for Alicia's new show on ESPN Cleveland, and excited to talk with her after we beat Pittsburgh this weekend.
You got that right.
That's
they are
awesome.
Absolutely going to beat Pittsburgh this weekend, our Cleveland undefeated Cleveland Gladiators. I'm so proud of those guys. I had a chance to go out and meet with them yesterday with our field correspondent, John Tamborello, who created a great segment for us with these guys at their practice facility in Lorain, and they are getting ready for a big win against Pittsburgh.
John Tamborello here at the Gladiators training camp in beautiful Lorain, Ohio, where our undefeated Cleveland Gladiators just got done practicing. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but they are now ranked number 2 in the coaches' polls, and they got 5 first-place votes right behind the Arizona Rattlers, which we're going to fix them shortly. But now this week, we're going to be taking on Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Power, where we have beat them twice already, and we're going to beat them a third time. And I'm here with all the heroes of the Cleveland Gladiators. First, I'd like to talk to Dominic Jones. Now, I'm sorry, Dominic, can you please tell me what you did to earn the Pulse Player of the Week award?
Really just got here in the community. Saw a community-based effort. I'm actually in East Cleveland at Shaw High School. In conjunction with Bomani Strength, was a nonprofit organization as well, geared to help inner-city kids out in Cleveland, Ohio. So really, I just go over there one time a week, you know, just offer any type of advice, you know, eat with them, and, you know, just different things of that nature. You know, just try to be that staple for them.
Very good. I'm going to tell you something. Cleveland appreciates everything that you're doing. All right, Shane, our quarterback. The game is on the line. We have 57 seconds left, and we're down by 17 points. What's going through your mind?
Well, you try not to look at the scoreboard. You just got to focus on one play at a time. And, you know, hopefully sometimes you got to hope the ball bounces our way. And it did a couple times on the onside kick. So we knew we still had a chance. There's always a fight left in us. Doesn't matter what the score is. As long as there's still time on that clock, we know we still always have a chance.
All right, it's quite the story where you started off the backup quarterback and then very quickly came in to dig us out of a hole and became our number one quarterback. Ever since then, we have not lost. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I always try to prepare myself as a starter, whether I'm the backup or the actual starter. But that's always how I've had my mindset, you know, whatever team I've been on in the backup role and whatnot. So I mentally prepare myself to be ready at any moment because you're one play away from going in. So I did that and, you know, just was blessed. The Lord blessed me with an opportunity and just try to take advantage of it.
All right. Well, God bless you. You've done a great job. Hang around. TJ, or T. Lou, I'm sorry. Game's on the line, the last play of the game, 0.08 seconds left in the game. What's going through your mind?
Just trying to get open, just in case, you know, Shane had to throw it my way. Or, you know, getting open to where I can block another defender to help somebody else get open. But ended up bouncing off the wall and seeing Shane, you know, making some time on the clock. That wasn't there, and he threw it. I just went down to go catch it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. From a fan's point of view, that was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen. Unbelievable. Where I was sitting, we went wild. Everybody did. Hang in there. All right. Now we have Goody, Dominic Goodman, better known as Goody. Goody, we're 9-0, and we're facing Pittsburgh this week for the third time. What are you going to do to make sure that we beat our rivals again and put that nail in the coffin?
I'll basically just do my job. I'm go out there, study, basically study film and know what they're doing, and when I get out there, just execute my routes and make plays when I have to, and just help do what I have to do.
Okay, now I understand that you've been to some friends of mine for barbecue. Is their barbecue good? The Piolas? Mm-hmm. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
In West Salem, Brent and Allison Fiala. Yeah, how was their barbecue?
Oh, real good, especially the ribs. I mean, that's my biggest thing. I told them next time I come over, I got to have some of the ribs. And then I was loving the brownies. The brownies are so good.
Well, how do you think they get so strong and win those games? They got to eat it up. You know what I mean, guys? Well, we are so proud of our Gladiators. They are undefeated, as you heard. They're 9-0, and they are taking on Pittsburgh this weekend. Yes. We know that they're going to win without question. Those are some amazing men out there on that field. And actually, they'll be in studio with us next week to talk about their undefeated season and also some behind-the-scenes stories that we learned yesterday. So you want to tune in for that because these guys are amazing in our community. They offer up themselves to our community and the people and children, and you'll get to hear all about these stories that you just won't hear anywhere else.
Okay, I would like to thank
our sponsors. Oh, it's my turn.
Well, all righty then.
I was so enthralled by that.
It's like I'm supposed to.
I would like to thank our sponsors, Angelo's Pizzeria, Kirtland and Aurora, FullHeartMoments.com, and stay tuned for next week. We're going to have some information on Polypalooza.
All right, and thank you all for tuning in for the first show. Find us online at Twitter at Alicia Show CLE and on Facebook at facebook.com/Alicia Show CLE.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us. We love you, Cleveland.